The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is the way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, this is the member you are listening to. May Allah accept your mourning for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Today we invite you to listen to an English lecture by Brother Amin Rastani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, when he left this dunya, if he, according to his own words, left behind two weighty things, the Qur'an and the Ahlul Bayt alayhi wa salam, and the two will not separate from each other till the Day of Judgment, according to that famous hadith of Al-Thaqalain, then we can be sure that there will be a strong bond between these two. Yes? If the Qur'an and the Ahlul Bayt have been promised to us to be together until the Day of Judgment, that means if I pull on one of them, the other one will also come, correct? Now, we have to be careful not to cut the link between these two practically in our lives. And so we will find, for example, that on the final days of the Holy Prophet's life, the Prophet is told by some that kafana kitabullah, the Quran suffices us, the Quran is enough for us, we don't need any other instruction. We all know that famous story, that Black Thursday, according to Ibn Abbas. So if we are very critical of what happened on those final days of the Holy Prophet's life, sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi, then we also have to be careful not to cut this link the other way around, which is that we reach a point where, practically of course, not that we want this or we actually think this way, but we practically also don't cut out the Qur'an from the equation. It's kind of funny to think about it, that we might call out others for getting rid of one side of the equation, but then we practically, God forbid, it happens that. So for us, as Shia, you know, you hear this sometimes from people. They'll say, rightfully so, they'll say that, look, if we follow the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we are practically following the Qur'an, because that's what the Ahlul Bayt teach us, correct? And that is true. That is right. The thing is, though, that the Imams themselves have taught us this, that look, we go back to the Qur'an ourselves. In other words, just because you're following our example, that's wonderful, but you have to have a relationship with the Qur'an itself. This is how we do it. That's what they've said. Look at all the tens and hundreds, if not hadiths in regards to the Qur'an, to the point that they say, look, the measuring stick is the Qur'an. If anyone says we said something and it goes against the Qur'an, you can be sure that we didn't say it. So they are referring to us back to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes. What we want to do tonight, inshallah, some of the verses of the Qur'an that the Imams, or not Imams, but Imam Hussein in particular, would use to answer people. Muhammad bin Ash'ath, son of Ash'ath bin Qais. I've talked about him once before. Ash'ath bin Qais is a problematic person, although he was on the side of Ali ibn Abi Talib, but there's some crazy stuff this guy did, and we have evidence that shows that he was the one who caused the major problems in Siffin, actually. Well, he has two sons, Muhammad and Qais. All right? And he has a grandson, and he has a daughter. They're all problematic. His daughter poisoned Imam Hassan, for example, you know. Okay? Ja'da. Okay, so now we get an idea of what's going on here, how problematic this individual is. If you're a good person, man, not all of your kids aren't going to be problematic, inshallah. Alright? Muhammad bin Ash'ath, who is he? Well, he's the one who apprehended and took in Muslim bin Aqil. And came on Ashura. Like, dude, you're already going to Jahannam. You don't have to add more Jahannam to your report card. Like, also, you know what? Let me make sure I go to Jahannam face first. So he goes on Ashura to Karbala as well. All right, stand in the back at least. Don't say anything. Keep your mouth shut at least. No, I want even more Jahannam. Right? Think about it. You go to the restaurant, like, the waiter asks you, like, would you like more Jahannam with your Jahannam? Yes, I would like to also get myself in more trouble by saying something disrespectful to Imam Hussein. So he tells Imam Hussein, he says something along to the effect of this whole thing of you and your relationship with the Holy Prophet, and you're always, you know, leeching off of that, and why should we respect you? What link do you have to the Holy Prophet? Something like that. The holy Imam, he responds, he says, Inna Allah astafa Adama wa Nuhan wa Ala Ibrahim wa Ala Imran ala al-alamin. Hey, Muhammad bin Ash'ath, I don't know who your pops is, but my father goes back to Ibrahim. My father, grandfather, all of that, Rasulullah through Fatimah Zahra, Ali ibn Abi Talib, these ones, they all go back to who? Their lineage goes back there, to Ali Ibrahim. And the Quran is saying Allah has chosen Ali Ibrahim over all the people. Who's your pops go back to? Just a verse like this. What does he have to say in response to this? He can't say anything. What, is there a verse that's about him? The closest I can think of a verse that has to do with this guy is something like Tabbat yada Abi Lahabin wa tab. You know? So you see, the Quran, brothers and sisters, is qawlul fasl. It finishes the job, and if a person has a good grasp of it, really, it does wonders for them in their personal life, social life, with others, debating with others, in their own home, with their family, everything. It's just beautiful. It's just beautiful that the Ahlul Bayt lived lives full of Quran. And finally, this third one that I want to mention, and you've probably heard this one, this story we all know. In the palace of the governor of Medina, when Imam Hussein is summoned after Muawiyah dies and Yazid becomes Khalifa, what happens is Imam Hussein is summoned by the governor of Medina. Marwan happens to be there too. Marwan used to be the governor of Medina. Muawiyah had removed him from that position, but Marwan is still hanging out over there. And so when Imam Hussein comes and they ask him for bay'ah, he says, no, let me go, we'll talk later. Marwan is there. Marwan says, don't let him go, because if you don't get bay'ah from him now, it's now or never. Just like, get rid of him right now. And of course, we've heard the story of Imam Hussein. He gets angry and shows a little bit of the wrath of Allah to this person. Now, what happens is, there is a little story on the side here as well, a little thing that the Imam says. He uses a verse of the Quran that we all know of. He says, Marwan says, it says here that Marwan says to him, I won't let you go until you give bay'ah to Yazid. You children of Ali have the grudge of Abu Sufyan in your hearts. Of course they do. What, you expect anything else? These enemies of Islam? And it should be the case that you are their enemies and they are your enemies. Marwan says this. What does Imam Hussein say? He says, go away from here. You are rijs. We, on the other hand, are a family of tahara. إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهِ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسِ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَهِرَكُمْ تَطْهِيرًا. You see, if you got what it takes for verses like these to apply to you, if you've taken care of your akhirah, inshallah, and your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verses like these will apply. And so the Imam uses this to just quiet down anybody who has any claim to be important or special, especially if they're going to stand in the face of the Ahlul Bayt. So these are just a few cases where the Imam uses verses of the Quran to close the mouth of others.
Oh, Hussein, you live forever. To Allah, whenever I face troubles in my life, I close my eyes and see your shrine and call the back every time. Oh, Hussein, you're the love of my heart. You are the light of my eyes. I swear to Allah, until my last breath,
I will remember Hussein.